I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. Cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Good evening, everybody. Where are we?
Hey, don't interrupt, Ray. Come on, man.
No, my headphones are down. Sorry.
Oh. All right. Well, make sure they're up so you can hear the good
news. You've been driving a lot lately.
Yes, that's true.
And I forgot.
And by you and I, we're talking about Mark and Simon here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5. Yeah, so usually lately I've been operating the board and Mark's been playing the music. We switched tonight. I'm going to play the music and Mark's going to operate the board. So, and I'm sure everybody at home is like they're like, oh, thank God you told us that because now they know because it was a burning question they had, I'm sure. So tonight,
I would want to know.
Yes. Tonight we're going to talk about Jack.
As in, you don't know Jack.
Well,
maybe you do.
If you don't know Jack, we're going to tell you about Jack. And we're not talking about Jack Daniels. And we're not talking about the Jack that lifts up your car. We're talking about characters, mostly, and a couple actors that are called Jack.
And yes.
And they do things in movies.
But we might be drinking Jack Daniels. So
we are not allowed to have liquids in the booth, so
that's true too.
But we may have drank Jack Daniels before this. We didn't, but we could have because we're old enough. Anyway, so that were right off the bat there. We had Hit the Road, Jack by Ray Charles.
Classic.
Not from a movie called Ray, not Jack, but still. Next we're going to talk about Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan, if you don't know, is the main character in most of the Tom Clancy books.
Yeah, so if you go back to first appearance on screen, of course, was The Hunt for Red October. It was Alec Baldwin.
It was played by Alec Baldwin, that's right.
And then after that, we had Patriot Games and The Sum of All Fear. That was Ben Affleck.
So it was Clear and Present Danger.
That's the one.
And that was Harrison Ford,
yes.
Also known as Han Solo or Indiana Jones.
I'm sure you know the name.
Yes.
Ben Affleck was The Sum of All Fears.
And then there was a... a movie called Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, which was not based on a Tom Clancy novel. And
that was Chris Pine.
That was Chris
Captain
Pine.
Kirk.
What's his name in Wonder Woman? Steve?
Austin.
Austin. No, isn't that the Billion Dollar Man?
Yes. Steve Trevor.
So there you go. Now we have the Amazon Prime show with Jim from The Office.
Yes.
John Krasinski as Jack Ryan.
Also known as Mr. Fantastic.
Well, briefly. And possibly again, but
yes.
That's unconfirmed. So, quick tangent. I read something very interesting about Harrison Ford today. Apparently, he was slated to play Elliot's principal in E.T.
Okay.
But they cut the scene because it was sort of distracting. But he is apparently in there. You can see him if you look real hard. So anyway, that's just something interesting. So anyway, so from the Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime, we've got a couple of tunes here from that one. And then we'll come back with some more Jack.
Very cool. It's Jack Night tonight on the Soundtrack Show. And what we got next?
It's The Safety Dance by The Men Without Hats.
Nice. Indy 115.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly. We all have wings, but some of us don't know why. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds colliding, and they could never, ever tear us apart.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's his note here? Inkcess, never tear us apart.
Yes. In excess.
In excess.
In excess. Oh,
that's what they mean. Right.
Yeah,
it's only been 30 years.
Yeah. So that was from Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. That's on Amazon Prime. And when I was checking for tunes that were going to be associated with that show, I basically just went through the lit. Like, you have to click on each episode and see which songs were on that episode. There's, a dozen episodes. So the first episode had two great 80s songs, so I just picked them.
Nice.
So, right. Yeah. All right. So we're talking about Jack tonight. Lots of different Jacks. We just talked about Jack Ryan and all the different actors who played Jack Ryan, none of which were called Jack.
Strangely enough.
Yeah. And now we're going to talk about the movie Jack. Jack was a 1996 movie starring Robin Williams.
Yes.
Where he plays a child who, through some strange medical issue...
It's a real disease. I've heard about it before.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite like it was portrayed. Essentially, he's like 10, but he looks middle-aged, which only Robin Williams could really pull off, I think. I don't think anybody else could pull it off without being creepy. And yeah, I know there are similar things, but I don't think they're, quite like...
He's the anti-Benjamin Button.
Yes, exactly. So, but it was a cute movie. I watched it not that long ago. I enjoyed it. It's a good sort of family movie. Lots of feel-good things in it. So we're going to play a couple from there. The first one we're going to play, I think, was like written for this movie, or it's the only place I could find it other than a compilation. It's the song. That's the word I'm looking for. The song is called Star by Bryan Adams, and this is from Jack with Robin Williams right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
Indy 115.
Oh, yeah. a knock on our door.
Come a knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Please company too.
Three's company.
Yes, three is company. Could also be a crowd.
That was the spinoff show.
Oh, yes, that's right. So Three's Company, of course, is the 70s and 80s sitcom starring what's the guy's? Oh my God, his name's right out of my John Ritter.
Yes, as Jack Tripper.
Jack Tripper. That's why the names are kind of similar. So yes, Jack Tripper, of course, in Three's Company, hanging out at the Regal Beagle with Mr. Furley and all that stuff.
You know, it was based on a British show.
Most shows are, actually.
Man About the House.
Right. That's was there anybody we know in Man About the House?
Let's ask Wikipedia, shall we?
Oh, yeah, or IMDb. While Mark is doing a little research, we need an intern.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to get an unpaid intern.
Okay, let's try this.
A job where you don't get paid for.
Do you recognize these names? Richard O'Sullivan?
Yes, I think I do recognize that name.
Paula Wilcox?
Yeah, yes, they're like people that are British and are in a lot of British shows.
Yes.
The thing is, in England, in the UK, all those shows, they like this whole thing where you've got a season and the season of a TV show is like 10, 12, 8 episodes. Like that's what they do in Britain, right? This 22, 24 episode thing, that's an American thing.
Even as it's slowly but surely dying off.
Nobody does
20 episodes.
So like a lot of British actors, especially like in the 70s, they're like in 15 things, right? Because like they can do like 4 or 5 different shows in a year because they only got to do like 10 episodes. Anyway, those names sound familiar, but I can't think of what else they're in. But let's move on. We've talked about Jack Tripper and his British counterparts. Let's talk about Jack Reacher. Jack Reacher is another literary character from the author Lee Child.
All right.
There's a whole series of books about Jack Reacher, and essentially Jack Reacher is like a hobo. He just sort of wanders. He's kind of like the littlest hobo, but instead of being a small dog, he's a huge dude who beats people up.
So he's Kane from Kung Fu.
Yes, but much less subtle.
Okay.
So there's a whole series of books about FBI agents trying to track down Jack Reacher, written by another author. I can't remember her name. So there's two series of books with like dozens of books about Jack Reacher. I have read almost all. I haven't read the one about finding Jack Reacher, but I've read a few of them. I've read all the Jack Reacher, the Lee Child ones. They're great. I really enjoy them. And I really enjoy the Amazon Prime. There's one season of it's called Reacher that's based on a Lee Child book. But let me just tell you a really quick story about how the two Jacks, Jack Ryan and Jack Reacher, are a little bit connected.
Right.
So I have read most of the Tom Clancy books, and I've read most of the Lee Child Jack Reacher books. And actually, if I'm being honest, I haven't read them. I listened to them in the car on audiobook. So the guy that does the Jack Ryan books is called Scott Brick. And the guy that does the Jack Reacher books, I can't remember his name right now. He did a great job. But he retired.
All right.
And so they got Scott Brick, who does all the Jack Ryan books, to now do the Jack Reacher books. And it confuses the hell out of me because I can't remember which Jack I'm listening about sometimes. So anyway, there's the little Jack Reacher, Jack Ryan crossover. And we're going to play some music from Jack Reacher. And one of the things, if you've read the book, any of the Jack Reacher books, you know that Jack Reacher loves music and he loves the blues. So we're going to play a couple of blues tunes here.
Nice.
We're going to start with a little Boss Skaggs, Low Down.
On Indy 101.5. Dig it.
I wonder.
Cool, my friend.
All right. So, yeah, that was some Howlin' Wolf there, Smokestack Lightning, from the Amazon Prime show,
Reacher. Where's your soul? Smokestack Lightning.
You know.
With the apostrophe.
Yeah. It's also Howlin' Wolf, but I got that one.
Yes.
So, all right. So, there's a little Jack Reacher footnote here, and I do mean little.
5'4".
Yeah. So, there are two Jack Reacher movies starring Tom Cruise. Now, look, I got no problem with Tom Cruise. I like Tom, like Mission Impossible, love those movies. I haven't seen the new Top Gun yet, but I just rewatched the original, and it was a great movie, and Tom Cruise is great in it. But if you've ever read any of Lee Child's books, who the author that created Jack Reacher, you will know right from the get-go that Jack Reacher is huge. He's a massive dude. He sticks out like a sore thumb. He's like 6'8" or something like that.
So they should have really gotten The Rock to play him.
Well, the guy who plays him, Alan Ritchson, who plays him in the Amazon series. Prime yeah. show, is great. He's perfect, right?
Okay.
He's huge. But Tom Cruise is not huge. He is a terrible Jack Reacher. Now, the movies, they were pretty good. I enjoyed watching them. They were entertaining. But they weren't Jack Reacher movies. They were just stories about a similar guy who looked and sounded and acted nothing like Jack Reacher should have.
So it's a movie about Tom Cruise beating up people.
Yeah, but he doesn't even beat people up that well. There is one. There are a couple of scenes, but
yeah.
He's just not a credible Jack Reacher if you've ever watched or if you've ever read the books. He's just not a credible at all. It's just terrible casting because the whole like character is based on him being huge,
right?
Right. So like it's a huge part of his character, right? Is that he's just super intimidating and And that's how he gets, you know, stuff done sometimes is just by being huge. And Tom Cruise not really footing the bill. Anyway, there was one good song from one of the Jack Reacher movies. And it's a great song, in fact. So I'm going to play it. Here it is. David Bowie, Young Americans, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Taken in a flame. All night. She was a young American.
Young Americans, David Bowie from Jack Reacher, the movie.
Yeah, starring Tom Cruise.
Sounds so happy.
Yes. All right. So, so our quick reminder of what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about Jacks in movies. And again, we're not talking about Jack Daniels. We're not talking about the kind of Jacks that jack up your car. We're not talking about jackets.
So
we're talking about
to recap
Jack.
A little bit. We've done Hit the Road Jack from Ray Charles and Ray. We talked about Jack Ryan.
Yep.
We've talked about Jack with Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Tripper from Three's Company.
Yep.
Jack Reacher. And Little Jack Reacher.
Yep.
And there's lots of other Jacks in the films, of course.
Right.
And you've got, like, Skellington.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a whole list. We're going to get to that in a minute.
All right.
Let's just talk first here about this one isn't a character, but an actor.
You can see he's a character.
Well, he is a character. That's true, actually. He kind of plays himself sometimes.
Most of the time.
But his character's not always called Jack. But
true.
But Jack Black is who we're talking about here.
Yes.
So, but he isn't he play himself in the Tenacious D movie?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So
a caricature of himself, but yeah.
So there you go. So it counts. It fits in. But the first song we're going to play actually is Jack Black, but it's not his – it's not his character, Jack Black. It's his character, Dewey Finn, from
School of Rock.
So here we are, the School of Rock, here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
Indie 115. Hit it.
I'm hitting it. There we go. There. I've hit it.
Thank you. perfect, son, but y'all be rocking when I'm done.
This is the greatest and best song in the world.
Tribute.
Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road.
All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road,
and he said,
"Play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul."
Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, "Okay." And we played the first thing that came to our heads, just so happened to be song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun doth shine and the moon doth glow and the grass doth grow.
Needless to say, the beast was stunned.
A whip crack went his rumpet tail,
and the beast was done. He asked us,
"Be you angels?"
And we said, "Nay, we are but men."
And the peculiar thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song.
This is just a tribute. You gotta believe it, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you. I'm so surprised to find you can't stop me. I'm falling through the fire. Rich motherfucker, come on, drink yours.
All right, we're back. Oh, are we?
A little tiny extra there.
Geez, they snuck that one in there past us.
An epilogue.
All right.
Tenacious D, Jack Black and Kyle Gass.
And And that was that from the movie, or was that just one of their songs?
It's one of their songs.
So a little Jack Black there, and this Evening of Jacks.
Yes.
We went a little off topic there. We went from an actor and musician named Jack instead of a character named Jack. But hey, what the heck?
It's our show.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Damn straight.
Yeah. All right. We could play a song with a character that's named Betty if we wanted to next. Nobody could do anything about it.
Trying to think of a song about Betty.
No. Black Betty.
Betty Lou's going out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, there's a bunch of Jacks that just don't have good songs in their movies or shows. So we got a list here of other Jacks.
You're going to start a fight with somebody by talking about Jack Skellington and no good music.
Well, okay, but it's not the kind of music we want to play on this show.
Ideally. Yeah. Unless it's Halloween or Christmas.
But I got to, see, that's the thing. I was just saying, it's kind of like too late for Halloween, too early for Christmas. So,
tell the people at Dollarama that.
Yeah, well, yes, anyway.
Or Walmart.
All right, let's go through this list here. So we got Jack Skellington, as you mentioned.
Yes.
We got Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is the actor who is no longer doing that part because he was fired from it for...
Yes, that's a complicated thing.
A little bit.
Let's move on.
Jack Torrance from The Shining. Here's Johnny.
Played by...
Jack Nicholson.
So a little double shot of Jack there.
Everybody needs a little double shot of Jack once in a while. Jack Burton, Big Trouble in Little China. I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah. I just thought of one and now I've forgotten it again.
So the other one I thought of before was Captain Jack Harkness from Doctor Who and Torchwood.
Okay.
He's a fantastic character.
All right. I don't know him at all, but that's cool. I'm sure there's many other ones we're missing, and I'll probably think of the other one that I just thought that it came into my head and left. But then, of course, there's Jack Bauer from the 24 shows. The show 24, there were several seasons of them mixed up, like different, slightly different variations. Jack Bauer is played by Kiefer Sutherland. Jack Bauer, the Jack Bauer character was, I don't know how many seasons he played. It was at least three. And it got a little out of hand. I mean, it's like every time there's a crisis, this same guy happens to be right there, and he just happens
How many seasons do you think it was?
I think it was at least three, maybe five.
Keep going.
Well, okay, but how many of them were Kiefer Sutherland in? Because I know there was like a couple that he wasn't in.
You mean they brought somebody else in to play Jack Bauer?
Well, I think, but it wasn't called 24. It was like called 24, something else, 24 Legacy or something. It wasn't Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer wasn't in it at all.
Nine seasons.
Wow.
Jack Bauer in 24.
So Jack Bauer's character kind of got a bit like Chuck Norris, right? So here there was those those jokes that, for instance, this one here. Jack Bauer has been to Mars. That's why there's no life on Mars. Jack Bauer shot Helen Keller in the knee to make her talk. Ancient people sacrificed virgins to Jack Bauer in anticipation of his birth.
Smart plan.
Yeah. Bullets don't kill Jack Bauer because they're afraid to. Let's see. In high school, Jack Bauer got a job working as a department store Santa. He was fired after he tortured a child to tell him her Christmas list. Oh, no. Terrorists go to prison for protection from Jack Bauer. Every time you blink, Jack Bauer kills a terrorist. Not because you blink, but because that's how many terrorists he kills. Okay. When Jack Bauer plays Deal or No Deal, the banker always offers him $1 million.
Hey, what killed more people in 2003? What killed the most people in 2003?
Jack Bauer? I don't know.
It was either Jack Bauer or cancer.
Yeah. There was one more I wanted to... I can't find it now, of course. It was something about... the biggest part of the defense budget is Jack Bauer's cell phone bill or something like that. Anyway, so it's been a while since I think I saw the first season, maybe the second season. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then it just got a little ridiculous.
First season was the only crappy one part of it was who was the bad guy?
I don't remember.
Dennis Hopper.
Oh, right.
The cheesy Russian accent. He was terrible at that.
Oh, that's too
bad. Love Dennis Hopper, but,
Not in that.
No.
So, here's one that you might not remember because it was not really something that was, you know, you remember, you think of the movie Speed, you think of Keanu Reeves, but did you remember that his character was actually called Jack? Jack Travin.
No.
Well, there you go.
I would never have remembered that.
There you go. So I didn't either. I just Googled characters named Jack in movies. That's how it came up. So from the movie Speed, we're going to play the song Speed by Billy Idol. Nice. I didn't even know this existed until the other day, but here it is. Speed by Billy Idol from the movie Speed right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
Indie 1015.
All right. Little Pat Benatar there covering Fontella Bass with Rescue Me. It's a great cover, actually. The whole Speed soundtrack is actually really good. It took some finding, though. Like, I mean, it didn't take a lot of finding. It was, you know, it was on Apple Music, but, like, it didn't come up, like, in my – I had to really put all the parameters for the search to find it. Surprisingly not like a popular soundtrack, but some good tunes out there for sure. All right, before we we're heading into the end here, there's a few items, housekeeping, well, I don't know, whatever, some announcements I want to let people know, some follow-up and some, I don't know, pre-follow-up. So we've got a couple weeks ago we had the guys from Cinema Time Capsule on the air here with us, and they have released a second episode of their podcast. So if you want to check out their podcast, Cinema Time Capsule, you can go on Apple Music or Spotify. I'll try to get it up on our Mixcloud here at Market Simon Soundtrack Show. Also, their screening is happening. The winner of the vote was Monster Squad.
Wolfman's Got Nards.
Yeah, Wolfman. Now, let's not confuse our listener, because Wolfman's Got Nards is a movie.
Yes.
It's the documentary about Monster Squad. They're not playing that. They're playing the actual Monster Squad movie.
I was merely quoting the one line from the movie that everyone knows.
Yes, you have to do that. So if you only know that one line, you should go find out the context in which it is said and go to the Playhouse Cinema right here in Hamilton on Sherman Avenue. Playhouse.ca, I think, is their website. We'll put something in our Facebook page at Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5. But yeah, so this Saturday coming up is their screening. Go check it out. Go see Monster Squad. It's a matinee. It starts at 2, so you can make it home in time to check under the bed for monsters. And, you know, you can still do something else on that evening. You know, if you've got kids, take them. It's a kid-friendly presentation. There's going to be some cool retro ads and cartoons before the movie, maybe a little trivia. I think they might even have some stuff to give away. So check that out. Also, speaking of the Playhouse, on the 24th of November, which is the Thursday after the Cinema Time Capsule screening, is a very special night at the Playhouse. Will be the North American premiere of Ouija Shark 2.
Now, it would be unfair to judge this film based solely on the title.
No, it would be. First of all, I'm in it. Mark is in it too.
Yes.
But don't hold that against it. It's a great movie. It's going to be super entertaining. Now,
I can't wait to watch it.
Is it going to win any Academy Awards? Unlikely. Is it got like an MCU budget? It certainly does not. But I'll tell you, I guarantee you, if you come, it'll be a fun night. It's Thursday night at 9, which is a little late for some of us, I know, but it'll be worth it. The director, writer, and main character actor will be in attendance, as well as most of the cast and crew. And speaking of the director, John Miore, he will be our guest next week on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. And we're going to talk shark movies. And we're going to hear directly from John about Ouija Shark 2 and its international success. And I'm not exaggerating that.
It is bizarre.
Internationally known movie.
Absolutely bizarre. The thing's a huge hit already in Japan.
Yeah.